我可以看到大家今天应该比以往的主日感觉更好一些。You know what? Because we got one more hour sleep last night, right? Today is back to the standard time. Okay. 各位弟兄姐妹、慕道朋友，下午好！欢迎大家来参加我们华人永泽教会的主日崇拜。Good afternoon, everyone.Welcome to Abundant Grace Chinese Church Sunday Worship. 现在请王英和 Dora 姐妹分别用中英文诵读学道经文诗篇117篇。Sister Wang and Dora will read the call to worship scripture Psalm 117 in Chinese and English. Please.Sister Wang， 王一婷 ，OK。
117篇，万国啊，你们当赞美耶和华；万民啊，你们都当称颂他，因为他向我们大施慈爱。耶和华的诚实存到永远，你们要赞美耶和华。
Dora, please in English.
Praise the Lord, all nations, extol Him, all the peoples.For great is His love for us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
请大家起立，让我们用我们的歌声来赞美我们的主。Please stand up, stand up. Let's praise the Lord with our song. 第一首歌，快乐欢欣向主敬拜。First song, joyful, joyful, we adore thee. 这首歌我们用中英文齐声唱。You can sing in either English or Chinese, whichever you prefer. Chris, please. 天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你带领我们众弟兄姐妹来到你的面前，在你的爱里聚集。天父，祈求你的圣灵在我们当中运行，将感动智慧赐给我们，亲自教导我们来更多的认识你、亲近你、爱待你。也求主教我们彼此相爱，给我们力量和智慧，活出你的话语。求你亲自抵挡一切的搅扰，叫我们这心安静归在你的面前，聆听你的话语。求你与我们每一个人同在，亲自带领我们。哈利路亚，赞美主，将一切的颂赞、荣耀、赞美、尊贵都归给主至高神。这祷告和祈求奉耶稣的名求。 Dora, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us gather here in your love. May the Holy Spirit lead and inspire us with your wise words. Lead us to know you, love you, and respect you with all our heart. Teach us to live out your words and love one another. May you undermine Satan's attempts and take us under your wing. Bless your glory and honor be unto your name. Amen.
Amen. 请坐。我们第二首歌，我深信在那哥哥他山顶。The second song, I believe in the hill called Mount Calvary. Calvary. Chris, please.
Turn.
第三首歌《奇异恩典》The third song Amazing Grace How Sweet the Sound Chris please
Good afternoon, everyone. Let's open our Bible. 让我们打开圣经。今天诵读的经文在马太福音八章五到十二节。The verse we're going to read is in Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 12. Let's read Chinese first.Then English. 马太福音第五章第五节，请。耶稣进了加百农，有一个百夫长近前来，求他说：“主啊，我的仆人瘫痪病，躺在家里，甚是痛苦。”耶稣说：“ 我去医治他。百夫长回答说，主啊，你到我舍下，我不敢搭，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下。对这个说去，他就去；对那个说来，他就来；对我的仆人说你做这事，他就去做。耶稣听见就稀奇，对跟从他的人说，我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心就是在以色列中我也没有见过。我又告诉你们，从东从西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席，没有本国的子民竟被赶到外面黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿呢。Yes. In English, chapter 8, verse 5, priest, Jesus, a centurion came to him, asked for help.Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed.For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. And that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him,Truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I said to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subject of the kingdom we will throw outside.Into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Elder Chen, please.
Let us all pray together. Our Heavenly Father, Almighty God, our gracious Lord, what a blessing that we can come together here to worship you.And we see brother and sister, friends, come together here, praise you, adore you. We are so grateful, we are so delighted, because you are the only one that we worship. And through your word, you enlighten us. Today, bless your servant that preach your message to us, so that we will get...enrichment and also encouragement, and we give all the honor and glory to you, and we give thanks to you that this coming Thanksgiving Sunday we have four sisters, they're going to get baptized, they're going to give testimony, and we ask you to bless them, to guide them, to protect them, and their testimony will glorify youand will encourage us, and also will be a good message to those who are still seeking truth. And we pray that in Christmas Sunday, we have one more baptism. And we pray that any youth among us, if God, you move them, that they will have courage to step up, to stand up,and give testimony and obey your command and get baptized. And we give all the glory to you, and we know you're the head of the church, and you lead us every day. And we really give all the honor and glory to you. 爱我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你。当我们来到主的面前，我们看到弟兄姐妹大家一起聚集来敬拜你，心中是何等的欣慰，因为你是那位全能的主，永在的父，也是我们的救主。在我们人生道路中，你天天引领伴随着我们。主，我们也特别献上感谢，在这个月底的感恩主日，我们有四位姐妹，她们将要受洗归入主你自己的名下，这也是主你自己的吩咐，也是你的命令。他们愿意来见证，来述说主你在他们身上的作为，求主保守他们的心怀意念，也保守他们的信心坚固在主你的救恩上面。我们也祈求主，在圣诞主日崇拜我们还有一次的受浸的聚会，也让我们在座的父母知道自己儿女当相信主生命有改变的时候，就鼓励他们来为主做见证，来接受主的命令，来对黑暗的权势来做宣告，从今以后是属主的儿女。这是何等大的蒙福，也是何等大的一个属灵里面的奥秘和权柄，可以来宣告。求主保守，求主带领，让今天主你自己的仆人来传讲话语的时候，带着能力，有圣灵的感动，从你的话语中可以带出亮光，使我们多人可以得益处。我们感谢祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。 We're so grateful today we have Pastor Glenn Palm to preach us, and Opal will do the translation. Please, Pastor Glenn.
Well, good afternoon. So when I woke up today, I realized there is no way that I could be late today. And maybe when we all woke up today, we probably thought there's no excuse for us to be late today. Today I'm going to speak on the motivations for missions based on the passage Matthew chapter 5 or 8. Verses 5 through 12. And particularly I will go over verses 11 and 12 for the specific time that I am here. Let me start off with this. Happy, sad. When it comes to facial recognition, happy and sad, those are the two most popular ones. Even a baby could recognize those two facial recognitions. And we could also notice whether a baby is happy or sad too. We wait for that smile, don't we? Now sometimes when we think of a baby being sad, we just remember him crying or her crying. When it comes to mission, happy and sad. There is a happy motivation, but there's also a very sad motivation. That's why we are excited when we hear someone responds in faith to the life-changing message of Jesus Christ. We know for a fact all heaven rejoices when a sinner repents.
Because we know However, when someone rejects the gospel, it's very sad. How could they live without Jesus? How could they live without God's love? Many of us have prayed and prayed with tears for those who are lost. Scripture records Jesus even crying while en route to on his last journey for the lost. And even though it is sad, it doesn't stop people from praying. It doesn't stop people from sharing the gospel, and it certainly didn't stop Jesus from finishing his mission to the cross. Today, let me be very clear to you on the two points I'm hitting today. One has to do with heaven, the other has to do with hell. May I encourage you on the road to heaven? And at the same time, may I bring up the scriptural reality regarding the end of the lost in the pit of hell. For those following, I'm going to give you my notes already right up front. We need to recognize the glorious promise of heaven. And at the same time, we need to recognize the sobering reality of hell. The Lord Jesus spoke on both the subjects of heaven as well as hell. And this particular passage found in Matthew chapter 8, verses 11 and 12, it presents both back to back. Let me set the stage to you. At the beginning of chapter 8, we see two healings that are taking place very quickly. First of all, a leper was healed with a touch by Jesus. And then second of all, in the passage that we just read, a paralyzed child was healed even without seeing Jesus. But by Jesus' spoken word, he commanded and the child was healed. These are examples of the power of God. This is the unleashing of the magnificent power of God. The power of God is foundational in the Christian faith in response to the gospel. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, it says, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Let me share another verse. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek."
在罗马书第一章第十六节说，我不以福音为耻，因为福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
Salvation is an example of God's magnificent and marvelous power.
神的救恩是实在是无可比喻的，真的是大能跟神的能力。
Now, in consideration to in our context of the passage, the Roman centurion is mentioned here.
在我们今天读的经文里头，看到一个罗马的一个百夫长。
And so, to the Jewish mindset, even a conversation with the Roman centurion seems a little bit odd.
对犹太人来说的话，即使是跟百夫长这种外邦人、罗马人要讲话的话、对话的话，都是一件非常尴尬的一个事情。
In some sense, the Jewish mindset, they kind of saw the Roman centurion as the other guys or the enemy.
通常犹太人的观念里头，觉得罗马人因为是统治者，觉得他们是敌人。
But notice how Jesus is interacting with the Roman centurion.
你看到没有？耶稣竟然跟这个犹太人以为是敌人的，能够对话，能够互动。
And even heals his child.
而且能够医治他的仆人。
These perspectives give us a backdrop into verses 11 and 12.
有这个背景在心里的时候，我们就可以看到十一节、十二节的重要。
Again, we got the glorious reality, and we also have glorious promise. We also have the sobering reality.
我们知道这个非常重要的一个事实，就是讲到一个非常荣耀，另外一个反而是非常凄惨。
Let me begin with a glorious promise. In verse 11 says, "And I say to you that many shall come from east and west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven."
第十一节说，我又告诉你们，从东从西有许将来有许多的人来在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
We should recognize this glorious promise of heaven.
我们应该认清楚，在这个天堂是多么多么荣耀的一个事实。
And guess what? It begins with sitting down in heaven.
开始的时候我们就看到，这些人被邀请来在天堂里的时候，他们是一起坐下。
The main verse in verse 11 is sit.
第一个主要的动词在这十一节里头是说坐下坐席。
Now just to let you know, when it came down to sit, it has not always been a pleasant experience for me.
讲到坐席的话，对我来说不是通常不是一个很好的经验。
When I was in elementary, I was sent to the office, and the office said, "Sit down, and the principal will see you in just a moment."
我在小学的时候被叫到校长室，然后第一个命令就是说坐下，校长马上要来跟你讲话。
I knew I was in trouble.
我知道我糟糕了，我犯错了。
When I was a little bit older, I'd go to the hospital, and they would say, "Sit down, and the doctor will see you in just a moment."
通常到医院的话，护士也跟我说坐下，然后医生马上就会来看你。
Now it came a reoccurring pattern every time I saw a doctor. Something was wrong with me.
通常我去医院看医生的话，通常就是我身体出了问题。
When I got older, especially when I had service being done to my car or something done to the home, the service person would always say, "Sit down and let me explain a few things to you."
他让我讲把车拿去修，任何要修理整修的东西，然后这个修理好的人就会跟我说，你坐下吧，我跟你讲一些事。
Meaning he would explain all the charges that he was calculating.
通常他会跟我仔细的解释为什么算我那么多钱。
So you could see that sometimes sitting down hasn't always been a pleasant experience for me.
现在大家也知道，对我来说的话，很多时候要坐下来的话，并不是一个很愉快的一个事实。
But here in our passage, in the kingdom of heaven, it says sit.
可是在我们这边提到在天堂里头跟坐席的这个坐
We shall sit in heaven.
我们在天堂的时候会坐下坐席。
Can I say this, that sitting in heaven is a good thing, it's a pleasant thing? Why? Well, sitting in heaven, if you're sitting in heaven, you are not in trouble. You're not in trouble because you have been saved and you now have the righteousness of Christ. So it's a good thing that you're sitting. And if you're sitting in heaven, you're not sick and you're not crying. And you're definitely not in pain. Hallelujah. And if you're sitting in heaven, there are no charges. There are no charges. There's no accusations whatsoever. Why? Because Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. He paid the price for our sins. And so recognize this glorious promise that is given for heaven. Sitting in heaven is a beautiful picture. We know from Psalms to the book of Revelations, from the Gospels, believers in Christ will be sitting and will be sitting at the banquet table. And I'll say this, when you're sitting in heaven, you are relaxed. You are at rest because you are at peace with God. Not only that, there's no more work, there's no more toil, there's no more homework. There's no more chores, there's no more cooking, there's no more cleaning. When God has you sitting down, He is sitting down at you for the banquet. You don't have to worry about what is going to be served, because what God's going to serve you, it's going to be something good. As we recognize the glorious promise, notice who we sit with. Scripture is indicating that those in heaven will be sitting down with the likes of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they are three major Old Testament figures. And in our text, there are more that are sitting at this table than those three. When we think about men and women of faith, we think about the book of Hebrews, don't we? It records faithful men and women in the book of Hebrews. So when we think about the seating chart in heaven, it's a huge list. The image is to signify that very intimate dinner fellowship that is coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And as we understand, it's the, also the Jews and the Greeks coming together. The gospel unites. The gospel brings people together. What else is Jesus saying here about this glorious promise of heaven? Again, it's all coming from verse 11. And it says here, many shall come and shall sit down. Now, many means plenty. Now, just to let you know, there's a big state that is southeast of us, and that is the state of Texas. Now, the state of Texas is known for its large territory, right? And everything is big in Texas. People don't just have houses, they have ranches, right? And when they invite you over for a barbecue, they take down a couple of cattle for it. The idea that people in Texas want you to have is that everything is big in Texas. Well, brothers and sisters, when it comes to heaven, it's not big, but it is great. There is no smallness in heaven. There is only greatness in heaven. Why? Our God is great. He is greatly to be praised. So great is salvation for those who believe and repent. So getting back to that phrase, many shall come and sit down. I have said many means plenty. Well, don't just take my word, take the book of Revelation's word. It says a great multitude. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, it said, after this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes, peoples, and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands.
启示录第七章第九节说：“此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。”
So God is saying that there will be a number that no man, no person can number who will be saved.
我们的主告诉我们说，真的是在天堂里头说，人数众多到一个地步，没有一个人能够数算清楚。
In other words, there's a company of people that no one could count that are in heaven.
因为在天堂里头，人数众多到一个地步，没有一个人能够数算过来。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we just think so small, don't we?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们常常眼目真的很短浅。
But when you're with God, you got to think not just big, you got to think great. There are many that are going to be saved. And if there's many to be saved, why not you? If you are not saved yet, what are you waiting for?
假如你还没有得救的话，你还在等什么呢？
Don't you want to be in a great company worshiping a great God.
你不愿意跟很多很多人一起来敬拜我们的真神吗？
Now, you got to know where they come from.
你应该知道我们这是从哪里来的。
We got plenty of company, and where are they coming from?
我们要知道我们到底是这些人都从哪里来的呢？
Obviously, it's by the sovereign grace and mercy of God. But in our same passage, verse 11, it tells us where they're coming from. Now it says, many of them shall come from the east and from the west and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. So the phrase, they shall come from the east and the west. Now for our mindset, we might just think, well, they come from Asia or they come from America. But to the Jewish mindset, usually they just think locally. Usually they were just thinking of their own specific land. While they are thinking locally, you look at this passage and it's indicating globally. They were just thinking of people that were near, not people that are far. The idea of east from the west means both near and far. So it could be as far as Asia. And it could be as close as America. It could be as far as Argentina. It could be as far as Africa. The list goes on and on from east and west. But the idea is not simply just geographic. There's also another impression that we get from those who are far and near.
从西来的话，我们不能只是局限在想在只是地理环境，或是从地理方面来想。
It could also indicate different kinds of people.
应该也能够讲到有各式各样的人种。
Let me pose this idea. There are some times when we are evangelizing, when we are doing missions, and we say, wow, that person is really close to coming to know Christ. And there are times when we're involved in the gospel work, and sometimes we see, that person is way far away from knowing the gospel. But don't just think about that. Remember, no one's too hopeless to come to know God. No one's too hardened for them to humble themselves before the Lord. Missions is about reaching people of all kinds, both near and far, from the east and the west. Look at the life of Jesus. Look how many people that he reached and look how far they were from. Remember he called Zacchaeus? Where was Zacchaeus? He wasn't standing next to him, he was up a tree. Didn't Jesus tell the religious leader Nicodemus at night, you must be born again? Didn't he confront Saul? Saul, why are you persecuting me?
另外，耶稣也向保罗呼召说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
Didn't Jesus teach in the parable of the great banquet to go out to the streets and bring people in?
耶稣不是也讲过一个比喻吗？说即使这个主人请的人，他们没有来的话，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到街上去喊，你们要到
Bring in the poor, bring in the crippled, bring in the blind and the lame. And Jesus concluded in the parable that we need to go out in the highways and the hedges and compel people to come in that the house may be filled. So there is this glorious promise and motivation in missions regards to heaven. Many shall come. Notice the word shall is repeated not once but twice. Usually when we hear the word shall, which is the same thing as hearing the word will from somebody, it may or may not get done. For example, how many times have a parent heard from their child, I shall complete my homework, I shall complete my room and get it done? But how many times when it's not done? How many times have we volunteered and said, we shall volunteer, we will volunteer? Or how many times have we said, yeah, we will pray for you, we shall pray for you, but then we forget? We may break our promises, but God doesn't. There is a difference when God says shall and God says will. Remember, the gospel comes in power. The gospel doesn't ask for your consent, it gets it. As I mentioned, we're talking about two things here. Two motivations. One motivation is a very happy motivation. We need to recognize the glorious promise of heaven. Secondly, we need to recognize the sobering reality of hell. Now, if you look at verse 12, it's very sad what is happening here. The verse says, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In verse 12, it's a very doomy and gloomy situation. This dreariness is the second motivation in missions. Heaven is a motivating factor. You want everyone to experience the presence of God. Hell is the second motivating factor because you want people to avoid this state, to avoid this darkness. Look at verse 12. It starts off terrible, it sounds terrible, it is terrible. Now it says here, in certain translations, the children of the kingdom, or the translation that was read here was the subjects of the kingdom. So what does that mean? the subject of the kingdoms or the children of the kingdoms are those who may think that they are or those are religious.
很多这边人就会知道，假如说是讲到是天国的那个孩子，或者是天国的人的话，他们会觉得他们自己是一定是在天国里头的。
In other words, they were kind of thinking by ancestry. In other words, because I'm related to so-and-so, or because I come from generation, it gives me a guaranteed part of God's covenant.
很多人以为是靠着血统，因为我是某某人的后代，我是某某人的血统在我里头，所以我应该是一定能够有这个天国的一个份。
But as you know, it's not true.
可是事实上你们也知道，这不可能的。
Remember what is happening outside in the context of the passage. A leper who is on the outside is healed by the Lord. A Roman centurion who is on the outside, his child is healed. These are the ones that the religious ones excluded. But this is what they're going to find. Instead, they'll find themselves being excluded. The religious ones are the ones that they say that they have loved the law and the prophets, but they hated the one both the law and the prophets predicted.
这些属灵的算是宗教的领袖，他们觉得是行神的意思，结果他们竟然摒弃了一些其他的人。
These so-called subjects of the kingdom have no life, no spiritual life. They do not have Christ.
这些所谓本国的子民，可是他们竟然没有属灵上的生命。
Why is this doctrine of hell such a motivating factor in mission?
为什么？
One Bible scholar stated this, the doctrine of hell is not necessarily used to frighten unbelievers, but rather it's a doctrine used to warn those who think themselves are believers.
有很多圣经学者说这个地狱这个名词或者提到地狱这件事情的话并不是说是要吓唬一些没有信主的人而是反而是要提醒一些以为自己是有属灵生命的一些宗教的人只是宗教外壳的一些人
You know who's the toughest people to reach?
你知不知道什么人最难让我们能够接触或者传福音吗
Isn't it those who think that they're believers but they are not?
是不是那些人自以为是信徒，可是他们其实根本不是信徒呢
？The toughest ones to reach are the ones that are religious but have yet to repent before God.
可是最难传福音的人，反而是他们自以为是信主了，而且他们自以为是很有宗教的外表，可是他们其实最难听进福音的真理。
So the passage says that they are casted out.
所以圣经上讲，他们是被摒除在。
It's very clear, it's different from 11. It doesn't say take a seat, it says out. The hypocrites are gone before they arrive. And what are they casted out to?
然后他们也被赶到外面去。
It says into outer darkness.
他们被赶到外面黑暗里去。
Hell is a place where there is no hope.
在地狱里头实在是一点盼望，一点希望都没有。
If, because there is darkness, there's no light, there's no hope.
因为在地狱里头是非常黑暗，非常的绝望。
Usually when we think about hope, and especially here on earth, there's something to look forward to.
我们讲到盼望、期望的话，通常我们是想到是有一些可以我们在期待的一些事情。
If we had a bad day, we could always look forward to another day that might be better.
假如今天不顺的话，我们很可能我们就想啊，明后天就会好一些了。
If one job didn't work out, we could always look forward to another job, right?
假如这个工作不好的话，说不定我们也可以找一个另外一个比较好的工作。
There's always something to look forward to.
通常我们都是有一些盼头。
But that's on earth.
可是这只是在地上。
But in hell there is outer darkness. There is not another day to bounce back. There is not another day for opportunity. There is not another day for to be healed. Now let's listen to the sound. There is weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is not the first reference that Jesus used to describe what is going to happen. Jesus uses the same phrase, weeping and gnashing of teeth. This time he adds the phrase, the fiery furnace, later on in chapter 13. All those references of weeping and gnashing of teeth have one thing in common. They're the ones who do not belong to God and will suffer a terrible fate of eternal punishment. And the anguish is that they missed out on the one and true living God. To be honest, we all deserve the eternal and unrelenting punishment. Scripture says we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God in His mercy made it possible for us to believe to avoid such suffering. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Be very clear where you stand before God. Understand that if you are saved, you are saved because of Christ. If you are here and you have yet to step forward or yet to take a step of faith in Christ Jesus, I challenge you to do so. The doctrine of hell is not to be abandoned, but is to be embraced. Let me quickly give you three truths when it comes to about hell. Hell is for real. The Bible is very clear for those who don't repent. Jesus taught on this very same subject as the passage I'm sharing with you. One person said this: no sin in the history of the world will go unpunished. It will either be punished in Christ or punished in hell. Secondly, hell is horrible. The weeping and gnashing of teeth. Third, hell is for all eternity. It is eternal punishment. Now let me tell you this. I'm a wimp when it comes to pain. When I get a splinter on my finger, I'm saying ouch and I want it out now. I could only suffer for a few seconds. The sobering reality of hell, it is for eternity.
非常清楚的，地狱的那个痛苦是永远永恒的。
In missions, there are happy moments and there are sad moments.
在我们宣教的时候，真的是有高兴的时刻，也有很悲哀的时刻。
When a sinner repents, hallelujah.
假如说有一个罪人悔改，
When a sinner refuses, it's sad.
假如说有一个罪人不愿意悔改的话，是非常悲哀的，可惜。
Even though I told you hell is for real, hell can also be avoidable.
虽然我跟你说地狱是很可怕的，可是我可以跟你说还是可以避免。
God demands a penalty to be paid for sin, and it is eternal death.
神命定说，凡是有犯罪的话，就是要受刑罚。
Christ came to pay the price for our sins. He bore our sins.
但是耶稣基督降世为人，就是为我们承担了所有的罪债。
Again, sin is either punished in Christ or punished in hell.
所有的犯罪，无论大小，都是在神面前受审判呢，或者在地狱里头受苦。
Have you considered how your sins will be paid for?
你考虑过没有？想到过没有？你的罪是要怎样被审判呢？
When you believe in Jesus, you know that He paid for it all.
只要是你相信耶稣基督的话，耶稣基督已经为你受了所有的罪债。
If you do not believe in Jesus,
假如你不相信耶稣基督的话，
you can imagine who's going to pay for it.
你可以想象中到底是谁要付这个罪债呢？
Have you come to Jesus?
你到神面耶稣基督面前来过吗？
Will you turn to the one who has paid it all for you?
你要转向就已经为你罪付了所有的罪债的人吗？
For those who do believe, it is very comforting that Jesus has paid it all.
所有相信的已经接受耶稣基督成为你个人救主的话，我们是非常非常喜乐，因为耶稣基督已经付清了所有的罪债。
As the song says, Jesus paid it all, and to all to Him I owe.
像有一首诗歌里头说的，耶稣已经为我还清了所有的罪债。
Sin has left a crimson stain, but He, that is Christ, washed it white as snow.
在诗歌里头特别说的，虽然罪如朱红，但是耶稣已经为我们洗清如雪白羊毛。
May we rest in God's glorious promise.
希望我们能够是在主耶稣的基督的荣耀里头能够安息。
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Father, for the glorious promise of heaven. For us who believe, we have something so we look forward to being in your presence and being in your glory. Father, we pray for those who are here who are searching and who are seeking. Father, we pray that they would come to you, come to the Savior. Father, not only let us appreciate the glorious promise of heaven, but also let us recognize the sobering reality of hell. This last one may motivate us more in the area of mission and evangelism. When we think about our family members, when we think about our friends, when we think the people that we come in contact, we do pray that they would believe in you. And Father, may this sobering reality of hell, may it also just cause us to plead for your mercy to be upon them.
主啊，我们真的认清楚这个地狱这个残酷的这个事实的时候，让我们有更大的动力，能够真的是能够把福音传出去，让他们免除这个罪债。
Father, we thank you that you're both a God who's loving as well as just.
我们感谢主，因为主啊，您不只是慈爱的天父，您也是一个公义的天父。
And as we draw near to you in communion, we realize that justice has been served.
主啊，我们亲近你的时候，我们体会到真的是公义已经被主耶稣承担了。
That Christ satisfied your demands of justice by dying on the cross for our sins.
因为主耶稣已经在十字架上成全了神的公义。
Father, we are forever grateful for the Savior, Lord Jesus. We pray all these things in Christ's name.
dear Heavenly Father, you are our mighty God. We thank you for your love, for sending your only Son to the world, died on the cross for our sin. Before we take the bread, we would like to examine ourselves and see if what we said and what we have done match the grace we received from you. Please have your Spirit lead us, guide us, and help us so we can glorify you. 亲爱的天父，你是我们伟大的神，我们来到你的面前，我们只能说我们谢谢你，因为你爱我们，以至于把你的爱子送到世上来，为了我们的罪死在了十字架上。你这样的超过高深的爱，我们只能向你敬拜。主啊，求你来看顾我们，来带领我们，也让我们能荣耀你的名。在我们在领受杯之前，让我们来检查我们自己，看我们所做的、所说的是不是和我们蒙的恩相称。主啊，求主你来带领我们，求主你的灵运行在我们中间。我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。凡是相信接受主耶稣基督为你个人的救主，在众人面前受洗见证归入主名下，我们都愿意来一起纪念主耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
回想他在我们身上的爱，因为。
为我们死在十字架上。Please let us look back with love and adoration that he died on the cross. 让我们一起来领受 May we eat it together.请朝风弟兄为杯酒献上。Using this cup is just a symbol to remind us that Jesus shed his blood on the cross. He died on the cross. So that we can look forward with hope and anticipation of his coming. 这杯里面的葡萄汁是一个象征性，让我们来回想主耶稣在十字架上为我们流血，为我们死，让我们来期待盼望有一天他必要再回来。让我们一起来饮这个杯， May we drink the cup all together.
我没有收到迎新卡，我想今天应该是没有新朋友吧。I did not receive the welcome card for the newcomer. I'm assume there's no newcomer here today. So please, everyone pray for next time there is a newcomer seat beside you. Okay? 请大家为了将未来的一个周末或者主日我们有新的朋友能够坐在你旁边。好。我想对于可以读中文的大家可以稍微看一下这个感恩代祷和报告，那我就只简单的去报告一下，就是11月25号我们有四位姊妹要受洗并做见证你们可以邀请更多的朋友们来观礼来听他们的见证。On November 25th, there is baptized and testimony on the Thanksgiving Sunday. And please invite your friend and your family to watch and to testimony to look at that and to glorify our Lord.第三条里面就是说今天很高兴也是有新的 福音正道班已经有新的另外四位报名请为他们代祷。 There is another four seeker will attend the Sunday school to seeking the good news and the gospel.另外大家呢可以预留你们的时间，就是在明年的8月16到8月18我们在退休会，这个退休会呢这一次时间改了，那么地点改了，改在Lake Tahoe请大家也预留时间。And next year our church's retreat, family retreat will be held onAugust 16 to August 18 will be in Lake Tahoe. That's a beautiful place. 请大家继续为这个杨淑娥阿姨的腰骨折，还有倪华姊妹的骨折来祷告，让他们尽快的恢复健康。Let's to continue pray for Sister Shu E and the Sister Ni Hua, that they may recover from their sickness. Okay, let's stand up and we sing and finish.
Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动始终与我们同在，奉主耶稣的名， Amen. 请坐， please be seated. Welcome to the fellowship hall. We have refreshment. 我们在交易厅有点心，欢迎每位都可以留下。